say amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. We appreciate you for coming tonight. Let's remember all those that are still out sick. I'll be much in prayer for each and every one tonight. Remember Jeff Wigley. He slipped out, I reckon, out of the bed this afternoon and fell. And they had to call the ambulance. They think it may have broke his leg where it goes up into his hip. And so Cecil and Doris called me, and they were on the way to the hospital with him. And they said, just remember them in their prayers. So let's remember Jeff tonight when you pray. Wayne White, they had to take him to the hospital, so remember him tonight. And so many. Remember Samantha, she's sick with this stuff that's going around. Junior's sick with it, and we just got so many that's got that right now. So let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them. And some that's got surgery and things like that coming up in the next few weeks. To remember Brenda's daughter, Donna, and up there in Kentucky. Let's remember them tonight in their prayers. Also, if you'd like to teach Vacation Bible School or be a part of Vacation Bible School in any way this year, begin to think about it and let Sister Stephanie and Sam them know. It won't be long. You'll blink your eye. We'll be there. And so remember all this, all these announcements. Any other? Anybody that uplifted the hand? Amen. Lord knows all about it. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our evening offering.
Said, lift your hands
Amen. And
praise because he's worthy of praise.
Yes, he is.
Sing songs, sing hymns to the Lord because he's worthy of our praise. I'll tell you right up, I'm not a singer, but if I can do any one thing for my Lord, we're going to try this song. I was standing on the banks of the river,
looking out over life's troubled sea. When I saw an old ship come sailing, is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but the old ship kept sailing. That's the old ship of Zion I see. At the stern of the ship was the captain. I could hear as he called out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion. It will never pass this way again. As I stepped on board, I'll be leaving all my troubles and troubles behind. I'll be safe with Jesus, the captain, sailing out on the ocean of time.
Sorry.
Number three.
Glory.
Chapter number 13, verse number 33. St. John chapter 13, verse number 33. And you pray for us tonight. Amen. We'll be able to get out of some from the body and get praise to the Lord. Amen. Thank God. We certainly appreciate you. Amen. Coming back on this cold Sunday night. And I appreciate you. I hope you get something out of the service. Make it worthwhile you coming. Amen. Thank God. That's our desire every time we meet to worship. Amen. And get folks excited. Amen. About their salvation. Amen. That's what it's all about. St. John chapter number 13, verse number 33. You pray for us tonight. Don't feel like we'll preach very long, just as long as the Lord will allow. Amen. St. John chapter 13, verse number 33. Reading through verse number 38. The Bible said in St. John 13 and 33, he said, little children, yet a little while, and I'm with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, verse number 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse number 35. He said, but this shall all men know, that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. Verse number 36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither thou goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst follow me, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Notice that. Peter said unto him, Lord, why can I not follow thee now? I'll lay down my life for thy sake. Verse number 38. Jesus answered him, will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff. Hey, Lord, out of the way tonight, and I'll be able to get over. Hey, Lord, on the holy ground, God, I pray. Hey, God, that you'll touch our voice, touch our throat tonight. Hey, Lord, that we'll be bound obedient to do that. Hey, Lord, that you've called us to do. Hey, Lord, give us the strength tonight. We ask all these things. Hey, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Have very familiar scripture tonight. How never the Lord's laid upon our heart. How never if I had a message. But I want to preach on for a little while. I'll never be on this right here. And now is not the end. Amen. Listen, if you could really put peace, listen, and assurance in a bottle and sell it tonight, you could name your price. Amen. How you really could. The world would buy it. Listen, I'm talking about the real peace. It only comes through relationship with the Lord. Jesus Christ tonight. People try to find it in everything. They'll try to find it in alcohol. They'll try to find it in pills. They'll try to find it in this and that. And they're searching the world for it tonight. That only real peace. Listen, neighbor, tonight. But I'm glad tonight that now is not the end. Listen, in other words, tonight, listen, I'm glad the Bible said the Lord told Peter, he said, there is an afterwards. Amen. Listen, he said, you can't go with me now, but there is an afterwards. One day you will. Amen. Listen, ain't you glad of that? Listen, that now is not the end. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Jesus was telling, listen, the disciples here, listen, I'm telling you tonight, the way we start in this life does not have to be the way we finish. Amen. Listen, Jesus was telling the disciples, yet a little while, and I am with you, but after a while, I'll go away. Listen, Peter said to him, and said, Lord, why can't I go with you now? Listen, why can't I leave with you now? Amen. He said, I would even lay down my life. Listen, see, my friend, God knows our very intent of our heart. He knows our strength. He knows our ability. God looked at him. The Lord looked at him and said, Peter, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. Listen, I'm glad. Now is not the end. I'm glad. Amen. Listen, now is not the end. Amen. Listen, see, my friend, God sees what we don't see. Listen, the now, the situation, the circumstance that we're facing. Listen, neighbor, today, what we're in right now, what we're facing right now, listen, don't have to be the end. Listen, it don't have to be the final outcome. What we're going through now, the temptations, the situations, listen, all these things. Listen, Jesus told him, said, I'm here for a little while. Listen, but I will go away. Listen, but I'm also glad he told him over there. He said, where I am, you can be also. Listen, I'm glad. Now is not the end. Listen, what you're going through and what you're facing tonight, this right now, this situation right now, this circumstance right now, this problem right now, the position I'm in now, it does not have to be the end. Amen. Listen, amen. So I'm glad tonight, we ought to have a desire, listen, to finish strong. Listen, listen, we ought to be on fire for God tonight. Listen, be about his business. Listen, I'm glad that where we are, it does not have to be where we end up at tonight. this battle you're in. That does not have to be the final outcome tonight. I thought about this. The now is not the end. Three things tonight. And I want to look at number one. If you're here and you're lost, I'm glad the now don't have to be the end. Amen. Today the Bible said today's the day of salvation. To make you peace calling an election, sure. Thank God. You may come in lost, but you don't have to stay that way. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me. If I was here tonight and I did not know that right now, I'm talking about right now, this moment, if the Lord called me home, heaven would be mine. I'd get things straightened out. I'd call on the Lord. I'd call on his name. And I'd beg and I'd plead and say, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner on my way to hell, that I may be born again. Amen. I'm glad tonight your now is not the end. Amen. Your now don't have to be the end. If you're lost, you can be saved tonight. The Holy Spirit of God deals with your heart. He said, come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And he said, likewise, no way he cast you and I out tonight. I'm glad he careth for your soul. Listen right now. Listen, if you've never been saved, you never accepted Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior. Listen, neighbor, you're right now, this situation you're in, the condition of your heart, I'm talking about right now, it does not have to be of the end outcome. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today I've stood over the head of a lot of folks laying in a coffin. Neighbor, that once was alcoholics, and drug addicts, and once was the vile sinners of the world. But I'm glad when I stood over them, I was able to tell them that God had made a change in their lives. Neighbor, I'm glad to sing that song that says, thanks to Calvary, I'm not what I used to be. Jesus Christ come, I paid the ultimate price that we could have life and have it more abundantly. I'm glad right now the now does not have to be the end. The now does not have to be the end. Put that back up for me. John 13, 33 through 38. Let's read that one more time. Listen tonight, if you're here and you're lost, you're here tonight and you absolutely don't know 100%. Somebody said, you just can't know. I wouldn't go to sleep tonight if I didn't know. Amen. I wouldn't leave this church house tonight. He said that we may know that we passed from death unto life. We may know that we've been born again. Neighbor, this is not a good feel good. Our salvation I got is something that happened on the inside of me. And only God himself I could have done. Neighbor, tonight, if you got your salvation in any other thing other than Jesus Christ and through the blood of Jesus tonight, and the shape you're in right now, hell could be your home. That's why he said we must be born again. We must be born again. Let's read it again. John's talking to him. Jesus is talking to him here. He's fixing to leave. And they're looking in the now. They're looking in the right now. Here we are. We want to go with you. Let's just read it. He said, little children, yet a little while, and I'm with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, verse number 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Notice this is in the New Testament now. Amen. This is not a commandment out of the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse number 35. He said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. And he's talking to them as they're gathered round that day. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither thou goest thou? Jesus answered, whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me when? Afterwards. I'm glad tonight your now does not have to be the end. I'm glad there can be an afterwards, amen. Thank God there can be a drastic change in your life take place right here at Morning View Baptist Church. Right here tonight, you can come in one way and leave another. Thank God. That's what he said. He said, hey, you can't come with me right now, but you will be able to afterwards. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, physically tonight, I can't go be with the Lord. I listen, neighbor, tonight, but one day I will. I'll walk on the streets of gold. Amen. Where the sights have never been told. Thank God tonight. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad tonight. The now is not the end. Now, this valley I'm in, this struggle I'm in, this fight I'm in, this what I am right now does not have to be the end. Amen. Notice what he said in verse number 37. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? See, Peter said, why can't I do it right now? I want to do it right now. He said, I'll follow, I will lay down my life for thy sake, seeing the Lord knew. He said, Peter, look what he tells him in the next verse. Peter said, Lord, I'll lay it all down for you. Man, I'm going to give it all to you. Thank God I will. Lord, hey, I'm willing to lay down my life. See, my friend, God don't hear the lips, he hears the heart. Amen. There's a lot of people today that say they love the Lord with the lips, but they're far from him. They're far from him, and that's what I'm saying. That Jesus answered, he said, will thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And you know that come to pass. That come to pass. Now Peter, you know, Jesus still depended on Peter. Even when he after he was crucified, he told him, said, go tell Peter, amen. Yeah. You go find Peter, amen. I listen, I'm telling you tonight, your now does not have to be the end. Your now does not have to be the end. What you're facing right now, what you're struggling with right now does not have to be the end. So if you're here tonight and you're lost, you don't have to die and go to hell. If you're here tonight and you're lost and you've never been saved, you can be saved tonight. He's standing with open stretched arms tonight. He paid the price for my sin and your sin. If we'll just accept him as our personal Savior, Jesus can save you. The now don't have to be the end. Look at number two tonight. If you're lost tonight, today can be your day of salvation. Number two tonight, if you're out of fellowship with God. If you're out of fellowship with God, you don't have to stay that way. If the way you are right now, I'm talking about if the position you are right now, if you've wandered far from God, if you're out of fellowship with God, you're not on fire for God. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, it's like the prodigal son. The prodigal son tonight got out of fellowship with his father. He got out of fellowship with his father, and he wandered, and he wandered, and he wandered, and he drifted away. I listen, neighbor, tonight. The prodigal son got out of fellowship with his father, and he drifted so far away that he found himself homeless. He found himself helpless. The Bible said that he found himself even eating with the swine. So far away from home. So far away from eating at the master's table to eating with the swine. And a lot of times we find ourselves so far away from God that we're eating with the swine. We're adorning our joy and our pleasures of the world. Listen, neighbor, but I'm glad to tell you that now, the now, right now, where you are, if we look to Calvary and we look to the Lord, we can get back to where we once was. The prodigal son realized that. He said, tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to go back to my father's house. I'm going to go back to my father's house. Hey, man, he said, he's got hired servants. Brother Robbie, that it's eating better than I am. He's got hired servants that are eating better than this. He went from the slop to the steak in about 2 hours. He left that place because he come to the realization that where I am right now does not mean where I have to stay. He come to the realization that where I am right now at this moment does not have to be my permanent dwelling. This place right now does not have to be my permanent address. There's a better place back in my Father's house. I'm telling you tonight, if you're here and you're out of fellowship with God, you're not where you ought to be with Him tonight, there's still a place for you at the Father's house. Amen. I'm glad tonight you can go back to the Father's house and sit at the table and dine and enjoy the blessings of God and enjoy. I'm glad tonight your now does not have to be the end. I'm glad you're now. He said, where I'm at right now, you can't come with me. But afterwards, you can. Yeah. I wish I could have preached this like he showed it to me. But the now, if you're out of fellowship right now is what I'm talking about. Tonight, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about last week. I'm not worried about last month, next year. I'm worried about right now. Right now, because if we can change where we are right now, tomorrow will take care of itself. If we'll change where we are right now, next year will take care of itself. So I'm glad tonight that now is not the end. See, where I'm at now is not where I'm headed. Amen. It's not where I'm going. It's not the final destination. Thank God I've got more to go to Calvary. I want to go to Calvary one day after a while, walk the streets of gold and talk to Abraham, Mark, Luke, and John. Thank God, I'm glad that the now, there's an afterwards that's coming for you and I tonight. Now is not the end. If you're lost tonight or if you're out of fellowship with God and you've drifted away from Him tonight, it does not have, you don't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay that way. You can come in. The door is open. The altars are open. He's saying, come and dine. Number three tonight, not only number one, now is not the end if you're lost, if you're out of fellowship, but if your desire is gone. If your desire is gone. I'm not talking about you're lost. I'm not talking about you're out of fellowship with God. I'm just saying maybe your desire has just kindled a little bit. It's like a candle that's burned for a little while. It's real bright to start with. After a while, it begins to burn down. And that flame just flickers away. Sometimes we just kind of get in a rut. You know what? Sometimes we just get in a spiritual rut. We just lose that desire to serve God. We lose that desire to serve God. And see, I believe tonight, when we lose that desire to serve God, when we lose that desire to serve God, it's when we begin to get out of fellowship with God. Yeah. We are. Now, get what I'm saying. That's the way it starts. We lose that desire. We don't have a desire to go to church. This is a great crowd on Sunday night. But man, churches all across America not even having church on Sunday night. You know why? You know why? Because people have lost their desire. Amen. I was reading the thing, in a magazine, I believe it was this past week, I sent it somewhere, but it said right here in Georgia, that this year probably 2,000 churches would close their door. Amen. Ain't that a shame? I'm not saying they're lost. I'm not saying they're I'm not even saying tonight that they're out of fellowship, but what's happened, they've just lost their desire. They've lost their desire. They love the pleasures of the world more than the pleasures of God. Amen. Man, where are we going to be in generations to come? We see it even in our own churches today. Listen, the population today has dwindled down. The people that really want to serve God and want to be faithful to God in every aspect of their life. How many really workers do we have tonight? I'm talking about they really have that desire to say, I want to work. I want to work. Amen. I want to be in that nursery. I want to be a Sunday school teacher. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of that. How many do you see just wanting to be in? But see, what you see now is people just kind of, they want to ride the wagon. They want to ride the wagon down the hill, but nobody wants to push it back up. That's kind of where we at in America today, and that's why you see some of these mega churches that are booming from every corner. People can just slip in, slip out, nobody even know they're there. But never let us lose our desire. It'll be our desire to be a worker for the honor and glory of God. Where are we right now? Where are we right now? Not what we used to be, not where we want to be, but where are we tonight as far as my desire to serve God in whatever capacity it may be? Lord, let me be a leader for the honor and glory of God. Amen. Let me take up that mantle like when Moses died and Joshua had to come along. Somebody had to take that mantle up. But we lose our desire. When we lose our desire, we begin to get out of fellowship with God. And when we get out of fellowship with God, we no longer have a desire. We don't go to church on Sunday night. We don't go to church on Wednesday night. We don't come back to church on Sunday. We don't do Sunday school. That's why I love seeing all these young people here on Sunday night and seeing them here on Sunday morning coming to Sunday school in the house of the Lord. He said, train them up. Train them up. See, I've said this so many times, when I came up, I didn't think there was no other option. Right. Amen. Right. I've had people tell me, say, you know, well, they're 15, 16 now. They, you know, can't make them come. I thought, boy, that ain't what my daddy said. My daddy said, you eat here, you sleep here, you live here, you're going to church.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. But it was instilled in us. It was instilled in us. But what are we instilling in them now? If we don't have a desire, it's going to affect them. It's going to affect them, then the next generation, the next generation. But I thought about this sermon tonight. Now is not the end. Now is not the end. So we look at tonight. If you're lost, you can be saved. If you're out of fellowship with God, you can come back. If your desire has gone out, you can get it rekindled.
Amen.
You can get it rekindled.
Yes,
I wonder tonight, where is your desire? I wonder tonight, are you out of fellowship with God? I wonder tonight, do you even have a relationship with God? That's the number one thing. That's the number one thing. Make sure you're saved. I wonder now, Brother Robbie, come with a verse of a song. Message may be short, may be scattered tonight, but listen. Now does not have to be the end. Where you are right now, the way you came in tonight, you don't have to leave that way. You may come in defeated, but you can leave with victory. You may come in tonight as low as you could possibly go, but you can leave here with joy in your heart.
Amen.
By knowing Jesus Christ, He will supply our needs.
Yeah.
If you'll come unto Him tonight. While we stand together, Brother Robbie, what you got?
370.
Keep me close to the fire.